Welcome back to Broker's Corner Podcast. I am joined today with Alex Tolbert. You've been a little bit of a frequent flyer on the show.
I'm thrilled to be here, yeah. Mary, as always. Thank you.
We have a little bit of a controversial topic, would you say, today?
Well, I think it's one that it certainly strikes a nerve with me, and I think it strikes a nerve with a lot of brokers.
I feel like the standard of a broker is to kind of go above and beyond for your client, and you want to do whatever it takes to make
right.
them happy.
You do, but there's a line.
There's a line.
There's a line. I mean, sometimes I think the broker's also the benefits professional who has the most experience with running open enrollments, and it's important that the broker like helps lead the HR person towards best practices, and sometimes that takes courage.
Mm-hmm. And would you say that like brokers kind of follow kind of what they were doing historically? And do you think that brokers kind of have a little bit of a struggle kind of adapting to change a little bit, would you say?
Well, I think the HR industry, the brokerage industry, insurance, in general is slow moving, which is a good thing. Insurance is really important, and we don't want to be, we want to have conservative practices. But benefits technology has created opportunities that, can help eliminate efficiencies. But if you're still doing what you were doing before and the benefits technology, then you're not really gaining any of those efficiencies. In a lot of cases can be running risks that, that are scary in themselves. So that's one of those places where there's a line and the broker sometimes needs to lead. Yeah.
So the big topic of today is benefit booklets.
Benefits booklets.
We had a huge debate before the podcast. Is it benefits booklets?
There are multiple benefits in the booklet. So
yeah, that was my point.
No, I know.
But then you said benefit booklets.
So I think it's benefit booklets, but I brokers could say it differently. So
yeah, we'll do a poll at the bottom of this, and we'll figure out what the actual answer is.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of make the argument that benefit booklets might not be needed as much anymore. People kind of throw them away sometimes. What would you say is the percentage of brokers that still print booklets?
I think more than 80%.
I think are
doing booklets for at least some of their clients and for a big portion of their clients. I think they're running risks in doing so that hurt their own business and also aren't good for the client.
Mm-hmm. So,
I've got tons of stories about. I mean, so I was a broker, and I used to early on, like I got new clients just because I would print benefit booklets,
which is why this is a controversial topic.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of brokers remember that. And it wasn't really me. I wasn't printing the booklets, but my Colonial representative would create the benefit booklets. So then I would bring in Colonial. And at the time, this was before we had Burning Portal. I would use the Harmony system from Colonial. They would also print these benefit booklets, and, HR loved the booklets. They loved them. They loved the booklets.
Okay.
And it was a way I got new clients.
And you're saying stop printing the booklets.
Yes.
So
yes.
Why?
So the reason to stop with the benefit booklets starts with the fact that most employees don't even look at them.
Okay.
And throw them in the trash. I think as a broker, if you pass the booklets out at the beginning of the renewal meeting, then they're not going to listen to you in the renewal meeting. They're going to be flipping through the booklet. And probably you have planned how you're going to present the benefits. There might be some things that are good, some things that aren't as good, and your presentation's going to matter. And the last thing you want is that the employees are just flipping through, drawing conclusions, and not listening to you when you're trying to present. So you wouldn't want to pass the booklets out at the beginning of your open enrollment presentation. That doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
So then the question is, well, when are you going to pass them out? Oh, well, at the end. Well, at the end, you've just explained all the benefits to them in the way that you plan to do it. And you've told them everything I just said and more is available in the Ben Admin system you're about to enroll in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and here's a booklet. And they're like,
in the trash.
In the trash. So why? Why are we making these booklets?
Yeah, that makes sense. So when you show up as a broker, mm-hmm. and the HR person that you're working with is, you know, kind of like confronting you about that. You want
to? Well, before we get to that, can I tell you? So I said it starts with the fact that they're going to throw them away.
Okay.
There is also a very real risk that there's going to be something that you or a member of your staff has put in that benefit booklet that is not correct.
Why is that?
Because we're human.
Mm-hmm.
And so you will have worked really hard to make sure that your Ben Admin system reflects exactly what the benefits are.
Correct.
And your Ben Admin system probably has some integrations with the insurance companies. And so if the insurance company setup is different than what's in the Ben Admin system, there's going to be an error that generates. You're going to catch it.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's a benefit booklet that's floating around out there that has wrong information, most of them went in the trash, but a couple employees kept one and it has something wrong. And let me give you an example that happened with us in our brokerage. We said till we were blue in the face, no benefit booklets, do not make benefit booklets. But we would have brokers who would ignore us and they would still make the booklet. And one broker, bless his heart, put in the booklet that the company's life insurance, the client's life insurance policy included spousal life insurance. Automatically.
Okay.
And it didn't. It didn't.
Okay.
And the unfortunately one of the employee's spouses passed away. And you know, the policy didn't include spousal life insurance. But you can imagine that employee went to HR and said, hey,
in the benefit booklet.
In the booklet, it says that there's, you know, this benefit for spousal life insurance. And you know, HR called our brokerage and our brokerage said there's not. That was just a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think that went over?
I feel like they would have fired the broker.
Well, they maybe would have. What ended up happening, our brokerage ended up just paying the claim.
Oh, like to make up for it.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah.
Like we just paid it.
Okay.
So it's a very real. Now, so, I mean, our brokerage made good in that situation, but mm-hmm. still no one wants to be in that situation. Not good for HR, not good. And you can imagine the next year, the broker had a little bit more courage to say, we don't do
benefit booklets.
Yeah. Because, you know, he went through that.
It only takes one time to get burned.
Realize that, hey, like all the information is in our situation, it was Bernie Portal, but whatever the Ben Admin system is, it has all the information. And so to go and run that risk that you're going to create a second like source of truth that could be different than what's in the system is just,
you just run into issues.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So having this conversation with HR,
mm-hmm.
so and do a little role play.
Yes,
so we can,
I want to, yeah.
So
yeah.
we're going to do a little example for if Alex was the broker and I was HR.
Right.
And how you would handle that situation as a broker.
Yes.
To not have what he just described happen or anything similar.
Yeah. And it's really like two, I want to do two. Let's do two. Let's
do two.
The broker shows up at the first enrollment meeting with employees.
And I'm expecting you to bring the booklets.
And you're expecting booklets and there are no booklets.
Okay.
And then I want to do it where it's before that. It's like in the planning for the meetings.
Okay.
And you, like, the booklets come up and I feel compelled to just tell you, like, look, there's not going to be any booklets.
Okay.
And because that's the part where, because of the stress on the broker and because the broker can be fired so easily, it is so tempting for the broker to just say, okay, yeah, we'll do booklets.
Well, yeah, because they don't want that to be the reason they lose a client.
Yeah, they don't want to get fired over it. The brokers, if the broker does 100 renewal meetings in a year and they have that experience where there was something wrong in the booklet and this whole mess, that one client will understand the next year why no booklets. But the other 99 clients didn't have the experience.
Yeah.
Which is why the broker needs to lead and share their experiences across to all their clients as to why, like, we really shouldn't do this. And it's a hard one too, because when the broker says, we really shouldn't do this, the reason is because I might make a mistake.
Yeah.
In which HR is like, I don't really care.
Well, just don't make a mistake. Yeah.
Right. So it's like, yeah, I get it. But if a mistake gets made and it'd be my team or me who make it, we're all going to be in a big mess. And
yeah.
So that's the, yeah. All right. Anyway, let's practice it.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
Where are the benefits booklets?
Oh, we don't do booklets.
Why?
All of the information that I'm going to talk about today with your people is in the BIN admin system.
Well, yeah, but during the meeting, the employees kind of like to have something in their hand to look at, so.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. In my experience, when they have something in their hand, they aren't listening to me. Now, I've still got something that's going to be in their hand, and it's instructions on how to log into the BIN admin system and make their elections. So they'll still have that they can take notes on. But all the information about the benefits package is in the BIN admin system.
Well, I think they're going to be kind of upset that they don't have the booklet.
I have not experienced that. I can tell that, like, you know, it's the first enrollment meeting. Can we just see how this goes?
Yeah, I guess we'll see. Sound about right?
In that case, HR doesn't really have a choice.
Yeah.
To see.
And so in that experience, have you ever run into the problem of someone complaining and you having to address it? Like you said, we'll see how it goes. Do the employees normally question it?
So I think an employee might raise their hand and say, they're probably not going to say, is there a benefit booklet? But they might raise their hand and say, like, where can I get more information on the benefits?
Mm-hmm.
In which case, the answer is, it's all online.
Yeah.
It's all in the BIN admin system. See that instructions on how to log in? That's where it is.
And you've pretty much gotten, you know.
And then, yeah, I've never had.
Positive.
I mean, yeah, people, well.
Reactions.
I mean, no one is like, I want it on a book. You know, I mean, the employees don't.
I quit.
Yeah, this is outrageous, right? I mean,
yeah.
They say, oh, okay, it would be, you know, in the system. So
yeah, I mean, for me personally, like even everything, like I would much rather have something on my phone, just so I know that I can access it.
Right, right.
Or you know, especially because you have this piece of paper floating out there, and you're like, oh, I don't know where I put it. There's nothing to refer to. And of course, like if you're looking at two different pieces of information, one is saying one thing, one's saying another, it just can get confusing. So,
right. Something you said just made me think of yet another reason for all the brokers listening who need more reasons not to do this. So many times the client will change their mind about what they want to do with their benefits.
Oh,
and so,
okay.
Like they will decide, in the meeting where we're going to do the benefit booklets, they'll say, yes, this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
And then like a week later, then the broker will go and print the benefit booklets.
Mm-hmm.
And then a week later, the CFO will say, oh no, we're not doing that. We're not charging that. We're going to change this.
So then, everything that you've printed anyways doesn't even matter.
Goes in the trash anyway.
Yeah.
And then sometimes there's not even time to print a second batch of benefit booklets. You've just printed 100 booklets and need to go in the trash anyway. And it's all just a mess. Whereas in the admin system, CFO says, oh, we're doing this. You just changed it in the bin and it's no problem. So anyway, I just, again, like there are so many reasons not to do it. So many reasons not to do it.
Okay. So
yes,
going,
the second thing.
Okay. So going into HR wanting to make sure that something is in the benefit booklet before you arrive to the open enrollment
right.
meeting.
It's a renewal meeting.
Okay.
Where the first enrollment meeting is okay. 3 weeks away.
Yeah. All right, great. Hey, Alex, I just wanted to make sure that in the benefit booklet this year, you're going to highlight that the Vision benefit is going to be able to, like, we're going to be able to go use it at Walmart. Can you add that to it, please?
So we'll make sure it's highlighted, you know, in the BenAdmin system. You know, we don't do benefit booklets anymore, but we'll make sure it's highlighted. And I've made a note to make sure it is in the presentation I give your employees.
You're not going to bring benefit booklets to the meeting?
No, we don't do those anymore.
Why not?
It's a compliance issue to have the potential to have something different in the booklets than what's in the BenAdmin system. And then we found employees just throw them in the trash anyway. And so we're pouring all of our energy into making sure the BenAdmin system is exactly right and perfect for your people.
It sounds like you're kind of just trying to save money and not printing these booklets. Can you just go ahead and print them?
It definitely saves money not to print the booklets.
So I don't know where to go from there.
Oftentimes that is kind of where it ends, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there might be like, I mean, maybe the HR person would say, well, I really wish we had the booklets. I think they're nice.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably going to express some like displeasure and say, well, I just think the booklets are really nice. Like, or they may even say like, I wish you'd told me you weren't planning on doing booklets for me this year. Right. Or something like that.
Yeah.
That will, again, I was a broker that like a comment like that from the HR person will cause tightness in the chest.
Yeah.
And oh gosh.
You're like, oh, like, do you think they're going to go with someone else? Because
fire me over this next year. Right. And so it, you know, look, I understand. I can tell it sounds like you're disappointed. I don't think the employees, and again, at all my other clients, I have not had an issue. We're going to get that BenAdmin system looking great. They're going to feel like they really understand what's available. The presentation's going to be great. And we, you know, we won't have this potential for problems by having a second source of information. So it's going to be great.
So you basically reinforce
continue in the meeting.
Yeah. So you reinforce this kind of in the same way, just mm-hmm. kind of by diffusing the situation. You keep saying that you might have a little bit of nerves over maybe losing the client over
right.
something like this. Do you think it's worth it?
I do think it's worth it. And here's why I think it's worth it. I don't think the broker is going to get fired over not having benefit booklets.
Yeah.
So and so for brokers out there, part of the reason benefit brokerages are so valuable, and we all know private equity has swarmed into our industry. Part of the reason they value brokerages so highly is that everyone has learned that people don't like to change their broker. Yes, they do change their broker. And yes, we've all experienced getting fired. But getting fired over not printing benefit booklets, it just doesn't rise to the level of where the broker would get fired to just say, we don't do that. Now, mm-hmm. if you also fail on 10 other things during open enrollment, right?
Then there's other reasons to
fire
you.
Yeah, if you also haven't been bringing new ideas, if you also haven't, but on this particular thing, there's a little bit of we've always had them taking place, and people need a little leadership to get through to, but because we now have this technology, we don't need them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you supplying that leadership is not going to lead to you like losing the client, right? And so I think the risk is worth it because I think the risk is so, so small. And it is the right
decision.
Yeah.
So outside of open enrollment, there's obviously going to be other issues you run into this.
Mm-hmm.
Something that comes to mind is when a candidate is asking the employer, what do you offer for benefits?
Yes.
So if they come to you and they say, hey, have a candidate, can you send me a benefits booklet that I can send to them so they can look at it?
Right. So this is one area where HR might, you know, has a very reasonable point, right? Is, okay, I get it. My employees can log into the BenAdmin system and they can look at what the benefits mm-hmm. are. But a candidate, someone who's considering joining me at my company as an employee, they often are not able to access the BenAdmin system yet for right. whatever reason. And, you know, you can set up fake logins, but that is often kind of a weird experience for the candidate. Mm-hmm. There are a few other options. So one of them is, depending on the volume. So if it's a smaller sized employer and they have a candidate, you as the broker might offer, if you have a candidate who's got a lot of deep questions about the benefits, call us.
Okay.
We'll talk to the candidate if they have a lot of like very detailed questions mm-hmm. about the benefits. Happy to help in that way. So that's one option. The other option is to say, you know, if you have a candidate who's interested in learning more about the benefits, what they usually want to know is just what do they cost? What's the payroll deduction for the benefits? Mm. In which case, I can put, and usually they would just want to know it for the health insurance plan. Mm-hmm. In which case, UHR has it because you can log in, you know what your benefits cost, and it's in the BenAdmin system, and you can just talk them through that.
Yeah.
And then usually maybe they want to know what the deductible is. But oftentimes, like, the candidate isn't pressing for a lot more detail beyond just like, what's the payroll deduction for it?
Right.
And what's the deductible for the plan? And so you can look by saying, well, let me help you. What are your questions? And then just answering those questions. And if the questions become a lot greater than that, send them to my team.
Yeah.
And we'll help them. And you know, maybe you get some calls from candidates, but now, you know, you're still providing service around those questions. I mean, that's all to the good. And think about how much time that you're currently spending on creating these benefit booklets and the risks and the waste. So that's a trade-off. One thing we're going to talk about at Weekdays with Bernie next week is a very exciting update with our own system on how candidates will be able to see benefits, so that completely addresses and alleviates the issue. Because it's the one thing where HR is right. Like, they need something a mm-hmm. lot of times. I think HR people estimate that between 30 and 40% of candidates ask to be able to see the benefits. So
Bernie Portal is solving that problem.
Right.
I feel like that isn't really mm-hmm. something maybe on the forefront of a lot of, you know, other BenAdmin platforms. So definitely.
Yeah, I think it's a big advantage. I mean, so we've, you know, because of our all-in-one nature and having applicant tracking, onboarding, payroll, right. and everything, like, we can take a much more holistic approach that I think is an edge. Mm-hmm. But even if you're a broker that works with a system other than Bernie Portal, these other approaches to how to handle the candidate question,
good options,
you know, can work. Yeah.
Yeah. So why do you think that these booklets are so important to employers?
It is how they were communicating the benefits before. Mm-hmm. So before, the way that it worked was, I remember I got this big client with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee, and the account representative at Blue Cross, Karen Tokars, shout out to Karen, her team printed, I'm talking massive folders with huge amounts of paper, and it was like 300 of them mm-hmm. in boxes. And I went and picked them all up, loaded them into my car, and Blue Cross had printed a lot of stuff about the Blue Cross plans, but there was nothing about what the Blue Cross plans would cost the employee. Mm-hmm. Right? Blue Cross didn't know what the employer was charging as far as deductions.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you had Delta Dental for dental. and we had Unum for Life and Disability. They all printed their own stuff. And so you had this massive Blue Cross folder, this Delta Dental folder, then the Unum, you know, items. None of it with any payroll deduction information. So then my team over here was creating like a one pager or a two pager mm-hmm. that would show like the payroll deductions. And HR was left with like, okay, so, you know, and the employees, like all of these. And then, so basically, yeah. so like Colonial, right? Like Blake Rogers was the Colonial representative that figured this out, but he got a relationship with a printer and said, hey, look, take like the most salient things about the Blue Cross plans and the Delta Dental plans and Unum and the payroll deductions and make them in one little nice booklet that's got a staple binding. It greatly simplified things for HR and in a lot of ways the broker yeah. at the time and the employee. And so I think the value is just like they had that for a long time. They're kind of used to having it and just haven't, you know, made that
yeah.
bridge. Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like the brokers are kind of, they kind of have to be the people that encourage that step in the change.
Yes.
They're kind of like leading that.
I think the broker, I think as a broker, I struggled with where should I be deferential and listening mm-hmm. to what my client wants, to where should I, while still being deferential, like lead them to what, like based on all my experience, right? I'm a professional.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think, you know, your best tax advisor is telling you like, look, you should really look at this. Mm-hmm. Like you should be doing it this way, not this way. Your best financial advisor is giving like yeah. good recommendations.
The broker is the expert
and
in this
yeah,
situation.
The broker's the yeah. expert and leading, you know, is important.
Yeah. So never make benefits booklets again.
No, no more. No more
no
booklets.
More mistakes, no more problems, no more confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Alex, do you have anything else to add?
No, thank you, Mary.
Yeah, thank
you.
Got
that off my chest today.